B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Tom, what can we do for you, sir?
Hello, guys. I call with a heavy heart.
Okay.
I went out with this girl about 2 weeks ago for the first time, and we went out a couple times since. But after Valentine's Day, I haven't heard anything. And I was just completely stunned about, like, what's going on, how we've actually, you know, got to this point, and why she just ghosted me. I thought we were having a great time together.
Yeah.
And we had wonderful, I thought, chemistry.
I mean, I think we figured this out. You said last time you guys hung out was Valentine's Day?
Yeah. So we've been dating, and I had to go out of town last weekend for work. So I sent her a pretty nice card with a nice gift.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just for Valentine's Day. I thought it was a very nice gesture. And
Because you guys haven't been dating for that long. So if you sent her nothing, I could understand. But you actually sent her something.
Right. I didn't want to make it too big. I just wanted to have like a, you know, a little something for her and like nothing.
All right. You know what? We'll give her a call for you next. All right.
Thanks so much, guys.
Second date update on the 10s. Let us return to the second date update on the 10th. All right, we just spoke to Tom. He's been seeing this girl, Cindy, for a little bit. He hasn't heard from her for a while. But, you know, the poor dude, he not only has he not done anything that he can think of, but he even sent her, like, gifts and stuff for Valentine's Day, which I think shows when you really do care for somebody, especially early in a relationship. It's always weird when you start
dating. You're
trying
to figure out what, you know, if you should get anything.
Yeah. So, anyway, are you still there, Tom?
I am. I didn't want to go over the top. I wasn't this huge bouquet. I just got her a little something.
Yeah.
A tiny little gift.
That's nice.
All right, cool. Well, we'll call her. Stay quiet, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Cindy?
Yeah, I'm this.
Cindy, I'm so sorry for waking you up. My name's Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. I can explain why we're calling. It's a good reason why we're calling, if you just let me explain.
Okay.
I can tell she was sleeping. Okay, so I'm just going to tell you. Okay, so we're calling from a radio station because we got your number from a gentleman who likes you.
No, thanks.
No, listen. It's nothing. It's not like it's nothing wrong. I'm like, just let me explain to you. So this guy called us. You know him. I'm going to tell you his name. He wants to go on a date with you. And the reason we're calling you is because we're willing to pay for it if you say yes to go out with him. So you can pick whenever you're free. You can pick the place that you'd like to go, a nice restaurant or whatever, and we'll pay for it. You just go there, eat, drink. Don't worry about the bill.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Just can I tell you the guy's name at least?
I know who you're talking about.
Mm. You know who I'm talking about.
Who are we talking about?
I know. Is it Tom?
It is Tom. Oh, God.
Very good.
Yeah, okay, so he... What happened? Because he said that you guys had some good dates. He wasn't around for Valentine's Day, but he sent you some gifts. And that you haven't... You've basically ghosted him since then.
So, I currently live with my grandmother.
Okay.
And we both have the same name, all right? So we're both named Cindy. So I even mentioned this to him. On Valentine's Day, I get a package. My grandmother, my sweet little grandmother, opens the door, thinks it's for her, and it's a box that has a chocolate dick.
Shut up.
Well, so what's wrong with that?
Wait.
we're really strict Catholics, am I?
Yeah.
And she was, of course, in shock. And she put two and two together. She knew that it was for me. But then she read this note, the guy's name, and I was talking this guy up. And I just, you know, it's amazing.
Wait, who sends that?
Whoa. Cindy.
Oh, my God.
Tom's on the phone.
It wasn't just one big. It was a bunch of small dicks.
Tom, that was your defense?
It was a joke. Tell me this. If your grandmother didn't get it, would you have laughed? I know you would have laughed.
No, what is wrong with you?
Tom, let me ask, what makes you think that she would want a gift like that on Valentine's Day?
I always thought that women love chocolate. I've never gotten a box of dicks before. I saw that, and I thought I'd take a swing at it. And
wow.
I figured,
well, you missed, buddy.
Small. Yeah. I got a box of dicks for myself as well, and they taste
wow.
so good.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's something you don't hear every day.
where did you come from, dude?
No, but he didn't. It didn't seem. If I don't think Tom meant to send it and have your grandmother open it up, right, Tom?
God, no. Jeez, I'm not a psycho. It was for you.
There you go. So why?
Yeah, that sounds like it's a misunderstanding.
Yeah, it's a misunderstanding.
A little
just,
bit.
Just go out with them again. And Tom, next time you're going to send some dicks, just maybe just don't send more dicks. How about that?
I just can't do this. Like, my grandmother, I was really embarrassed, okay? It's not that she was mad, but she's just really upset. She has this way of letting me know that she's not happy with something. I'm like, how am I going to take you home? How am I going to introduce you? Like, dude, no.
All right, Cindy, well, you're missing out because those dicks are delicious.
Okay.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th. Here's what you're going to hear. This is how date number one ended, and dude still wants date number two.
There's this old couple sitting behind her, and I actually know them, and I get uncomfortable. I have to leave. These people are completely f***ing good.
Yeah, listen at 7:10 for that. You're going to laugh your ass off, right? It is the Get Up Crew. Romero, Pebbles, Melissa on your throwback station. Hi.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.